Ever get that, like, I don't know, weird feeling when you're looking at a really old photograph?
Oh yeah, totally.
It's like you're looking, back in time.
Yeah. It's like a window into a different world, right?
Exactly. But imagine that feeling, but it's like way more intense.
Okay.
We're talking photos from different decades, but there's the same face in each
Oh,
one,
whoa.
and they haven't aged a day.
No way. Like literally the same person.
Same person.
Yeah.
Not even a wrinkle. So that's what we're diving into today. We've got, well, it's like a collection of clues, but they're all bizarre. We've got photos from different points in history. And when you see them, you'll totally get why this is so strange.
I mean, I'm already hooked.
Oh, and there's some fictional stories that deal with similar stuff. Because the reality we're dealing with here, it's like stranger than fiction.
I love that kind of stuff.
Oh, and to make things even weirder, we've also got some leaked classified information. Seriously. So our mission, if you want to come along for the ride, is to figure out who these ageless women are and why they keep showing up throughout history.
This is going to be good, but I think it's important for everyone listening to remember that we're in speculative territory here.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We're looking at claims and photos that honestly don't have any normal explanation.
Right.
So we got to be open to the extraordinary, but we got to be skeptical too, right?
Totally agree. Okay, let's start with what we can actually see.
Okay.
We have these documented appearances. First up, Eleanor Gray. So there's this photo from a protest in London, 1890. It's just a regular photo from that time, except for one face, this one woman who looks like she doesn't belong there.
What do you mean?
Like she doesn't fit in with everyone else.
Okay, interesting.
Fast forward to 1922. We're in New York City now. There's a newspaper photo, completely different continent, right?
Yeah.
And guess who's there?
Eleanor.
Eleanor. Looking exactly the same. And then get this, jump ahead another 65 years to 1987. There's a tourist photo from Paris, and boom, there she is again, clear as day, in the background. Not a single wrinkle. I mean, come on.
It's not just the resemblance, it's that she's identical in every photo. It's not like finding someone who looks kind of similar. It's an exact match. Features, expression, everything. Even before we get to the crazy theories, to have that kind of visual consistency over almost a century, it's just statistically, I don't even know what the word is.
Mind-boggling.
It is. It totally is. It makes you rethink how aging even works.
Exactly. And it gets weirder. We have another woman, Amara Lopez. There's a photo of her from Spain, 1904. Regular turn-of-the-century photo, then boom, Mexico, 1956, 52 years later.
Okay, so.
52 years, you'd think she'd at least have a different hairstyle or something.
Right, yeah.
Nope. Same Amara. It's like she's found the fountain of youth.
This is like the Eleanor thing all over again. So it's not just a one-time thing. It's happening with different people in different parts of the world. You've really got to start thinking that there's something bigger going on here. And these aren't just like blurry figures in the background. These are clear photos that, from what our sources say, have been analyzed. So you can't just say, oh, they misidentified her. The details match up.
Right. And then we've got Yuki Nakamura, Japan, 1877, Meiji era. Then, fast forward a whopping 114 years to 1991, she pops up in South Korea at a protest. Same Yuki, identified and everything, over a century in two different countries, and she hasn't aged a bit. I mean, that time scale is insane.
Yeah, what blows my mind is that we've got London, New York, Paris, Spain, Mexico, Japan, South Korea. These women are showing up all over the place.
They get around.
They do, and it spans huge chunks of history. You got to wonder, were they just there by chance, or is there a connection to the events around them? It feels almost deliberate, you know?
Yeah, I see what you mean. It's not like people haven't tried to figure this out
I could
either.
bet.
Our sources say that journalists, historians, people have even tried using facial recognition software, and everyone hits a dead end.
Really?
No birth records that match up with how old they look in the photos, no death certificates. It's like they just appear and then keep appearing.
Yeah.
They're not any records, like they're completely off the grid.
So what are we supposed to make of that? No records, they don't age. I mean.
I know, it's crazy. And speaking of crazy, our sources mentioned some fictional stories that deal with this kind of thing. What do you think about that?
Okay, so we're talking about fiction now, but how do you even begin to write a story about something this unexplainable?
It is wild, right? Obviously, these stories are made up. But it's interesting that when you're dealing with something this impossible, the go-to explanation is always something extraordinary. Time travel, secret societies, aliens. It's like, Our brains can't handle the idea that there's no explanation, so we invent these huge, crazy stories to fill the gap.
That's so true. It says something about us, doesn't it? We need to find a way to make sense of things, even if it means making things up.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But even if it's fiction, it kind of helps us think about the possibilities.
Yeah.
It's like a playground for our imaginations.
Right. A what if kind of thing. And the fact that we keep seeing these same themes, time travel, secret knowledge, maybe it means that there's something deeper going on. Like maybe these stories are tapping into something primal, something that we all kind of feel but can't explain.
I like that. And on a lighter note, did you see that our notes mention an Instagram account called Inspector Story?
No, I didn't. What's that?
They're basically having fun with this whole mystery online. They're treating it like a real investigation connected to our deep dive. And they're the ones who found some of those photo details we talked about. It's pretty funny.
Oh, that's cool. It's funny how something so strange can turn into a whole online thing. Like people are genuinely curious and they're using the internet to try and figure it out. It's a new way of doing things, you know?
Yeah. It's pretty cool. Okay, but here's where things take a dark turn. One of our sources even called this part absolutely terrifying. Brace yourself. We're talking about a leaked classified document from a former British intelligence agent.
Oh, wow. That's a lot to take in.
I know, right?
I mean, how reliable is a leaked document, really? It could be real. It could be fake news. It could be anything.
You're not wrong. But given everything else we've talked about, it's got to be worth looking into. So, according to this document, Eleanor, Amara, and Yuki, our ageless trio, are called the Guardians of the Veil. And get this. Their job is to make sure that humanity never discovers a specific piece of knowledge, something so huge, so world-shattering, that would change everything we think we know about life and death.
Okay, hold on. Let me just process that for a second. Guardians of the Veil, protecting us from knowledge. I mean, what could be so dangerous?
I know, right? What could possibly be so bad that we can't even know about it? I mean, think about the implications. If there's something out there that's being kept from us, something about life and death, what else don't we know?
It's like there's a whole other layer of reality that we're just completely oblivious to, and these women are guarding it. What could it be? Is it about consciousness? The afterlife? Maybe something about the universe itself?
Right. And their immortality, according to this document, is somehow tied to their mission. What do you make of that?
If they're really immortal, it makes you wonder, how? Are they human at all? Or is it technology, magic, something else entirely?
Exactly. And why these three women? Why them? What makes them so special? And who put them in charge?
It's like one giant conspiracy, and we're right in the middle of it.
We are. And I remember how the source material said this was terrifying?
Yeah.
Do you think it's the fact that there are immortal beings among us? Or is it the fact that they're controlling what we know about the biggest questions in life?
Both. I don't know. I think what's scary is the idea that we're not really in control. It's like we're living in a world where someone else is calling the shots, and we don't even know who they are or what their agenda is.
I feel that. It's a bit like that movie, The Truman Show.
Yeah.
What if we're all just living in a big, elaborate lie, and these women are the ones keeping it all going?
Don't even say that. It's too creepy. But it does make you wonder, doesn't it? Are there some things that we're better off not knowing?
Maybe. But even with all this talk about secret knowledge and immortal guardians, we can't completely rule out a simpler explanation.
What do you mean?
What if it's all just a coincidence? A bunch of lookalikes who happen to get photographed at different times. I mean, it's possible, right?
I guess, but come on, it's a pretty big coincidence.
I know, and the photos are so clear, they match up perfectly. It's hard to just dismiss it. But we got to at least consider all the possibilities, right?
Okay, but I'm not buying the coincidence theory. So what are we left with?
Well, if we're going to go full X-Files on this.
Let's do it.
What about time travel?
Ooh, interesting.
Maybe these women are stuck in a loop, jumping from one point in history to another. And that's why they don't age.
Yeah, that could explain it.
Or what if it's some kind of secret experiment gone wrong? They were test subjects, and something happened that gave them immortality as a side effect.
Ooh, yeah. Or maybe, and I know this is out there, maybe they're not human at all.
You're thinking aliens?
Maybe. Or something else. We've only explored a tiny fraction of the universe. Who knows what's out there?
Okay, that's pretty wild. But if they are from somewhere else, that means they've been here among us, maybe for centuries, and they've been influencing events, keeping us in the dark.
Yeah, and that brings us back to the whole terrifying thing. If these women are that powerful, that ancient, it's scary to think about what they're capable of.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's recap. We've got these impossible photos, these women who don't age, and this whole theory about them being guardians of some secret knowledge about life and death.
It's a lot to wrap your head around, and it
yeah.
makes you question everything you thought you knew about the world.
It does. So here's the question I'll leave you with. If these women are protecting us from something, what do you think it is? What truth about life and death could be so powerful, so dangerous, that it needs to be kept hidden for centuries? Think about it.
Yeah.
And the next time you're looking at an old photo, take a closer look. You never know who or what you might find.
Okay, I'm going to be looking at all my old photos a little differently now.
Me too. Thanks for joining me on this deep dive, everyone.
This was great.
Until next time.
Bye.
See ya.